If you have your Bible, we'll turn to Isaiah chapter 2 today, and then Isaiah chapter 6, and we're going to tie it together with kind of with what the God's give us this morning. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 1. The Bible says, "The word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths. So out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And He shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." Amen. O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Amen. Go to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. The Bible says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace thou shalt be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." If you look at this morning, we see God a-moving. And God's given us a plan here. He said, you know what? There's coming a better day. What we see around us today sometimes can get kind of discouraging. But I want to say there's a better day ahead for a child of God. Now, if you're lost this morning and you're undone, you've never accepted Jesus in that free pardon of sin, you don't have no hope today. It's just going to wax worse and worse and in your end. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, if you're a child of God, it may wax worse and worse around us today. In this world that we live, praise God, I want to say there's a better day ahead. Amen. Glory be to God. What a blessed Savior that we have. As we look at this text and we see Isaiah, that old prophet of God, and he's writing about those end times. God, when God will rise up and he'll establish, amen, his kingdom, he'll establish it for his glory. And he said, and many people shall go and come into him. Amen. I would to God that Pope folks today go and come to the Lord. Amen. Realize that free pardon of sin, and come to him, run to him, praise God, while they might, seek him while he might be found, and find him, praise God, down at the house of God, find him down in your heart, find him down in your home, begin to get that help, amen, that'll lead us through this life, that'll give us encouragement to lift up our head and just say, praise God, what a Savior we have, what a God, what a hope, what a help that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. Looking for that glorious day when there'll be no more fighting and there'll be no more disease. There'll be no more war because God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ himself will step up and take control of this thing. But I want to say, praise God, unequivocally today, that if we'll surrender ourselves to the Lord, he'll take over our life this morning. Amen. If we'll surrender to the Lord, seek to God with our heart, and surrender ourselves to the Lord, He'll take over today. Amen. Hey, but ain't it about time that we just surrender to the Lord? Amen. Just run up that white flag of surrender and say, God, I'm sorry, I surrender all. Amen. Pray, God, it makes a difference. Amen. See, right now he's talking about, right now we're living in this present hour. We live in this day that we're in. Amen. We can't get out of it. We're here. Praise God. We're partakers of it. The Bible teaches us here, praise God, that we don't get caught up in this, that we're looking to the future. Amen. I will say for a child of God, we've got a very exciting future ahead. Amen. We've got an exciting future, praise God. And we see that in the words of the Word of the Lord. But I want to say, if we ain't very careful, we get bogged down this morning and we get caught up in the humdrum of this world and we forget that God keeps pressing on. Amen? What are you saying, Pastor Jeff, this morning? I'm saying, hey, listen, I want to say we're serving the God of the future. Amen. Our God is a God of the future. He knows what the future holds, praise God. But I'm glad, praise the Lord, He holds the future. Amen. And God is the God of the future. Through His Word, praise God, He never balks, He never gets bogged down, but praise God, He just keeps marching on. What does that tell us this morning, church? Praise God. It means that it's telling us we ought to just keep marching on. Amen. Hey, we're not people for today, praise God. We're people of the future. What we do today, the decision we make today for the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that affects our future. It affects my future, except your future. It affects the future of everyone around us. Amen. And it's time that we decided for God. Amen. Realizing that we have a help. And He gives us the hope. But the hope that we have is a future hope. Amen. Our faith is more. See, our faith is more than a feeling this morning. Our faith is what we know. It's what God speaks to us and shows us in His Word. And I will say all the hope that we have, praise God, points us to a future. Amen. All the hope, did you get that? All that's faith with expectation. And it all points to a future day. A better day, a glorious day, a hallelujah day, amen. It's just right ahead. So we just keep pressing for a few. Wait, listen, it may be tough times that we're going through right now, praise God, but we're not living for now, we're living for the future. Amen. Praise God, we've got an ever-present help with a God, a good God of glory that'll move us right through into the future. Amen. Into that place of everlasting life. Amen. That place where there'll be no more. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more sadness. There'll be no more crying. No more tears, praise God. There'll be no more dying over there. Amen. God's appointing us to the future. Amen. He created me and you today for His purpose. Do you realize that you're part of God's purpose? He's got a purpose for you. I know that old devil in the world say, well, you know what? You don't amount to nothing. That's a lie of the devil. Amen. What we have, God, we have a, you're here, praise God. You're here because God has a purpose for you. Amen. Every individual in this place, God's got a purpose for. And God's going to work His purpose. He's going to help us, amen. But if we fail, if we come short, if we fail to respond, then we're not going to be, we're not going to be used for the purpose that God's got us. So I want to say, did you ever think about how important it is that we respond correctly to God? Amen? How we respond? In other words, do you grieve the Holy Ghost of God? Do we hold back, amen, when we should get in? When God's appointing us, praise God, do we go? Amen. See what happens, God's got a purpose for it. But if we fail to respond, if we fail wrongly, if we balk on God, it affects not only us, but it affects everyone around us. Amen. We have to be mindful of the Lord. Because if we do that, not only does it cause other people not to begin to get that help, but it leaves us, now watch this, it leaves us lost. Amen. What do you mean, preacher? How can it leave us lost? Because we're going in a direction that's contrary to God. Amen. I want to say God's people don't go in a direction that's contrary to God. Amen. Praise God. I want to say God's people desire and long to God to speak their heart and guide them in the right path. We're constantly, God's people's constantly seeking the will of God. We're constantly seeking that direction from on high. We're seeking that guidance, praise God, when the world says, hey, listen, won't you go this way? And God says, ha, you go this way. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what are you preaching on this morning, preacher? I'm preaching on faith for the future. Amen. Faith for the future. Not a faith for right, only right now. We have faith for now because we believe, our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But I'm preaching about a faith that we have for the future. You say, how do you get there? Well, if we don't listen to God, He leaves us lost. Amen? And our happy existence is turned into a sad experience. Amen? Did you get that? Our happy existence turns into a sad experience when we choose to leave God out. Amen? There's nothing there. Because happiness depends on what? What happens. But joy comes from the Lord, amen. Joy fills your heart, joy overflows you, praise God. And when you get joy in your soul, glory to God, the happiness comes. Amen. That old fleeting thing that we chase in this old body, praise God. But glory be to God, when you seek the Lord Jesus Christ and free pardon of sin and live for Him, amen, joy comes. Praise God, it comes in, takes up its abode in your heart. Amen, that's something you can count on. That's faith for the future. Amen. It's not something that's fleeting, praise God. It's something that we know. Amen, glory to God. Don't have to chase it, praise God, because it catches us. Amen. Praise. So what happened? Hope then, hope that we have, praise God, it points us to the future. Hope, did you get that? Hope points us to the future. It takes us in, it takes us out of our lost condition, it takes us out of our lost state, praise God, when we're, our happy experience is no longer happy, and faith, hope, praise God, it takes us and points us to the future. See, and I want to say, praise God, that's what God does. Because our journey today, now listen, our journey, praise God, it's a spiritual journey. Amen. See, we get caught up in this thing and we think, well, you know, it's just about what I do in my flesh. Amen. What we do in our flesh is important. How we act and react is important. But praise God, I want to say, it's a spiritual journey that a child of God's on. Amen. We are on a spiritual journey, praise God, and God's wanting to take us someplace. Amen. Praise God, a place prepared. Abraham said, hey, listen, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker's God. He said, I ain't a camping out here in this place. He said, I'm looking for something that's glorious. I'm looking for something that's far superior. Amen. So we see God Almighty tells us in His Word that we're on a spiritual journey. And now God gives, I got to thinking about this. God gives us a GPS. I mean, you know what a GPS is? That's that global positioning system. Amen? A lot of us have them in our cars. A global positioning system. And it tells you where you're at. And it tells you how to get to where you want to go. Amen? Glory to God. Now, most of us men, we don't want to ever admit that we're lost. Amen? We've never been lost as long as we still got gas in the tank. Amen? Amen. When we get to running out of gas and the cars are running on fumes, then we'll get out the map. Then we'll turn on the Garmin and try to figure out where we need to be. I'm afraid a whole lot of Christians is like that. Amen. We got a GPS system, but we don't listen to it very much. Amen. It's called a glorious positioning system. And you know what that is? That's the precious Word of God. Amen. The Word of God is our position. Praise God. It puts us in the right position to get a hold of God. And it puts us in a system, praise God, in a position so that He can get a hold of us. Amen. Praise God. Hey, when He gets a hold of us and we get a hold of Him, praise God, that GPS, that glorious positioning system, amen, it guides us in the way we need to go. Amen. Praise God. There ain't nothing like it. Because of the glorious position system, amen, we have a map. Amen. It gives us map. In the volume of the book, it's written. Amen. Hey, and God don't leave nothing out. Ain't you glad? I'm glad that, hey, brother, glory be to God. I'm glad there's no gray areas. Amen. Glory be to God. God speaks and He speaks what He means, and He means what He speaks. And praise God, you can take that blessed old King James Bible, and you can take it to the bank. Amen. Glory be to God. It'll speak to our heart through that glorious position system that God's give us. Amen. Glory to God. There ain't nothing like it. Praise the Lord. It'll help you out. So He gives us that position. He gives us a map, amen, so we know where we'll end up. Amen. You see, I don't have to wait to the end of this thing, praise God, to figure out where I'm going to end up. He said, you can know that you're a child of God. He said, you can know that you've been born again. He said, you know how you know? He said, because you love the brethren. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I love every one of you. You draw precious in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Took that old car, takes that old hardness out. Praise God. Put something in there that's tender. Amen. Praise God so that we can know where we'll end up when this thing's all over. Amen. And His directions aren't obscure. Amen. He gives us full directions. Amen? He tells us where we need to be, and He tells us how to get there. Amen? I'm talking about the God's glorious position system that He give us in the Word of God. He shows us how to get there. Amen. Praise God gives us that God, heavenly GPS that we have from the Lord. And what does it do? Well, what does a GPS do? A GPS guides you. Amen. It shows you the way you need to go. Amen. You get that? It shows you the way you need to go. But a lot of times we deviate from the UPS. Amen. So we think we know more than it knows. You know, you be driving down the road and the GPS will say, he said, turn left. Amen. In 200 feet, turn left. And you think, well, you know what? I believe that place over there. I'll just see if I can't find them out. And you know what, too? When it tells you turn, you go on just a little farther by yourself. I want to say, when we do that, praise God, that's where we're at. We're by ourselves. Amen. We get out there all alone. Amen. There's a holy God of glory. Amen. With the right system, wanting to point us in the right way. But praise God, we say, you know what? I know. You know what we're saying? I know more than God. I've had folks here in the last little bit that said, yeah, preacher, I know what God says, but. You know what buts? Goats. Goats but. Amen. But praise God, God's sheep says, yes, Father. Amen. Amen. He says, hey, this is the way. You say, yes, Father. Amen. But our GPS, our heavenly GPS, praise God, it tells us where to turn. Amen. We go down there and if we ain't careful, we go try to go our own way. We'll turn off a little early or we'll turn off a little late. Amen. When we do it on, but praise God, God's never early. He's never late. Amen. He's right on time if we'll listen to God. Amen. His marvelous GPS system. But now notice what happens. Even at that, I was thinking about this, even at that, amen, he tells us where to turn, we miss the turn. But God's GPS system, you know what it does? It says recalculating. Amen, glory be to God. Hey, you know what? That's a good God of glory, loves us enough, amen, to run ahead and check it out and see where we're going, see if it's going to cause us harm, praise God. He says recalculating. Amen. He said, I'm looking to see where you're going. Oh, hey, glory be to God. And I will say this morning that He knows. Amen. He says, recalculating. Praise God. He said, I'm running ahead. He said, I'm looking ahead, looking in all directions to see what you're going to run. He said, there may be a cliff ahead. He said, I'm recalculating. Throw up a sign and say, danger. Amen. Sometimes He gets us out there, Brother Jeff, and He says, at the earliest convenience, make a U-turn. Amen. Hey, glory be to God. That UPS system, amen. It looks and evaluates. He said, that ain't no way for a child of God to go. He said, you need to turn around. Amen. A GPS. Amen. A GPS. Not a UPS. Amen. A GPS. Amen. It says, turn around and go back the other direction. Amen. You know what that is? You know what that's called? That's called repentance. It's called repentance, praise God. When we turn away, say, you know what, God? This ain't the right direction. Help me. And you turn around and go another way. Right. What is that? That's faith for the future. That's realizing, praise God, that God's got your best interests at heart. And He's guiding you in the direction you need to go. Amen. So He says, turn around, make a U-turn. But there's not a whole lot of folks that's listening to the GPS system. Amen. In this late hour of living, there's not a whole lot of folks that's listening to the GPS system. Amen. We're rejecting God. We're denying God. Amen. We're trying to do this thing on our own. You know what happens when you do that? You fail. You come short. You start looking for an alternative method. Hello? There's a whole world full of people that's looking for an alternative method, an easier way. Now, what easier way is it when God's got it written down in the volume of the book, tells you every step of the way? Amen? But we'll try to go a different way. You know, a lot of folks, now they're trying different religions. Yeah? They're trying different religions. They're trying, a big thing that's coming on now is the Muslims, but the Hindus. Well, people's really getting caught, they're thinking about this reincarnation and just coming back and being a better person. Well, let me ask you, if you wasn't a good person now, I wonder what you're going to be when you come back. If they truly believe that, you're not going to progress. Amen? Wickedness never progresses. It regresses. Amen? Men are sinful. But the Hindus believe that through some great consciousness that they can reach some level of perfection. Purification, if you will. Amen? And I'm afraid that's where we're at in the world. That through some great consciousness, a great awareness that we come to, that we'll reach this great level of purification, perseverance. Amen? But God says that's not the way it works. He said God's UPS system, amen? He said He guides us, praise God, and He points us to the future. And see, the future that He gives us, amen, is not the future that we desire in the flesh, but it's the Spirit, praise God, and the future that He desires for us. And let me just say this, He's designed it for us. Amen. God's designed a future for us so that we can partake in it. Amen. These others, they believe in all this other different, all these works He's got to go through. And He said, all we got to do is just believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. His death, burial, and His resurrection because God said so. Amen. He said we can be saved because God said we could. Because He sent His Son to die on the cross of Calvary for sin's world. Because He shed His blood, praise God. I preached a while back, we just need to shed to plead the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. It's the blood, it's the blood, it's the blood that'll save old sinners. Amen. You get to pleading the blood, praise God. You'll get to seeing Jesus as He is. Brother Andrew is singing, praise God, you see, as Lila was singing, you still know Him by the holes in His hands. Because that one that sacrificed so much for us. Amen. Why? Because God's speaking of the future. Amen. Our faith is a faith for the future. Bless His holy name. So what we have here in the Word of God, the Bible says that we have a biblical hope. Amen. He said that God's going to draw us together in Isaiah chapter 9. He said, for unto us, that's me and you. Amen. He said, for unto us. Amen. We get to think if we ain't careful, the old devil, he'll say, well, that was for this brother. It was for Brother Charles. But I want to say, praise God, it was for all of us. For all mankind. Lord be God, He's a whosoever God. He's a whosoever Savior, praise God. From the drunkard to the harlot, to that one that's doing right, praise God. He is the God of glory. Amen. For unto us, me and you, praise God. For unto us, a child is born. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He came from the past, expecting to the future. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. He said, unto us, a son is given. Unto me and you, He gave us, praise God. Look into the future. Our faith is for the future. Our faith is for now, amen. Because the faith we have now, praise God, our future is secure in the Lord, amen. Praise God. So we see that faith that He gives us. Glory to God. The government shall be upon His shoulder. And His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. He's all that we need. Amen. He fulfills the void of humanity, praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ does. Praise God for now and for the future. You know, if you're lost this morning, there's an empty place in your soul. Amen. If you're lost here this morning, if you've never been saved, there's a big old empty dark spot in your soul that Jesus Christ wants to fill. Amen. He came to enter into you, praise God, and to fill you with all the essence and all the goodness of God. Amen. 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 Boy, if we could just get rid of our old black heart, praise God, just let the Lord reign. My goodness. Praise God with expectation to the future. I don't know about you, praise God, but I want to finish well. And when I finish, praise God, I want my Savior to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Brother Bill would say, I want my last days to be the best days for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I've done things for the devil too much. I want to live the rest of my life for the glory of God. Amen. That they might see Christ in me. That blessed hope of glory. Amen. But we see that God gives us this biblical hope for now, but He also gives us that biblical hope for the future. Amen. Faith that we have for the future. Praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's that biblical hope that God gives us. Amen. That's God. Hey, listen, that's just not this old preacher. That's God's vision for the future. And God's vision for the future is that me and you be there with Him. That's God's vision this morning. That's God's hope this morning. Jesus said in the garden, He said, Father, them that You give me would be with me where I am. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. Glory be to God. And He said, I want every one of them to be with me. Amen. He said, I don't want to leave none out. He said, I don't want to see none lost. Come seeking to save that was lost. He'd pull it, draw it unto Himself. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. Why? Because He said, I want to be with me where I'm at. So what we see here, listen, we see by the biblical hope that we have. It's God's vision for the future. Amen? You get it? It's God's vision for the future. And it will take place. Amen? It will take place exactly as God says it'll be fulfilled. Amen? Just exactly as God says His Word. That's the way it's going to come to pass. Amen? But God's plan is marching on, praise God, pointing us to the future. And we have a bright future in the Lord. Amen. Hey, it may be a miserable existence here now, but praise God, if we just trust in the Lord, glory be to God, it's going to be glorious farther on. Amen. We got a lot of problems in this world. The world's wicked, more wicked than it's ever been. But we also got a lot of illness, a lot of sickness, a lot of adversity, a lot of afflictions. A lot of infirmities, that's that lack of strength. But amen, glory be to God. Hey, listen, praise God, this too will pass. Amen, glory be to God. We get in the presence of God, amen. Glory to God, that'll all be history. Amen, praise the Lord. And we'll see the Lord as He is. Why? Because God's a vision of the future, praise God. It will come to pass exactly as He says. Now, let me just say this. It's going to come to pass just exactly, He says, whether we participate or not. Amen? You hear me? God's vision for the future, praise God, it will come to pass whether you participate or not. Let me just say this. You know, a lot of people don't enjoy church, don't enjoy the house of God. Amen? I'm just being straight. A lot of people don't enjoy church, don't enjoy house of God. You know why? Because we don't participate. It's just a chore. Well, we got to get up and go to church again. Because, you know, it's expected. Lord, bless me if You can. Hey, I made the trip. I expect You to... What's God got? How's God going to work in that? But the reason that we don't get what God wants for us to give, has for us to give, is because we don't come to participate. We don't come to get in to worship Him in spirit and in truth. That we'd see the Spirit of God, we'd recognize the Spirit of God, and the Word of God speak to our hearts. Amen. And we don't participate. But whether we participate or not, praise God, God's plan is for the future. And He's a marching us on, praise God, for His glory. And one of these days, amen, He's going to deliver me into His glorious kingdom. I'm going to see Him as He is. Around the throne of grace, praise God. Amen. When the Lord of hosts, it ushers us all in. Glory be to God. All those that's been born again by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to say, here they are, Father. Glory be to God. He said, you can count them if you want to. He said, I ain't lost the one. All that You give me, glory be to God. He said, I've kept. Glory to God. What a glorious day. Can you imagine? That glory to God. I don't know about you, but I think all souls are getting in. The hallelujahs are rolling. Amen. Glory to God. What a day that'll be. Amen. Whether we participate or not. You say, what are you doing? We're looking for the future. Our faith for the future, praise God. It's looking for the Messiah. It's looking for Lord Jesus Christ to come back. It's looking for a shout and a trump, praise God. It's seeing all these things transpire around us and looking up to glory with expectation. Amen. He said, Luke said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, He said, look up and lift up your head. for your redemption draweth nigh. Hey, glory be to God. It's almost going home time, young'uns. See, the Bible, the Lord is marching on. The Word of God is being fulfilled. Prophecies. You realize prophecy is being fulfilled right before our eyes? I mean, in a breakneck speed. Let me just say this. When Malachi wrote over the book of Malachi, from Malachi to Matthew was 400 years of silence. I mean, the silence, it must have been something that was deafening. The silence of all the prophets, all the men of God, it must have been deafening not to hear a word from God. But glory be to God, when Gabriel stepped out and God said, "Well, glory." When God said, "Hey, listen, Gabriel," he said, "Go tell them to prepare a way." He said, "For it's time for the Messiah to come." Amen. And boy, I tell you what, you know what happened right there, Brother Andrew? Praise God, they was prophecy just beginning to come, and boom, 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 prophecy was fulfilled, and Jesus came, praise God, born in a manger in Bethlehem, Euphrates, praise God, just like He said He would. Amen. Said that to say this, listen, young'uns, prophecy's being fulfilled right before our eyes. Ezekiel said, "Hey, listen," said, "they're going to come out." He said, "They're going to come down from the north and they're going to descend on Israel. Russia, Gog and Magog, all those are going to descend on that little nation of Israel." I want to tell you, newsflash. Russia's knocking on the back door of Israel right now. Syria, Damascus, right across the hill from Israel. Russia's already there. But I was listening the other day, guess what? Turkey. See, Turkey's rising up now. Turkey's doing things that they've never done before. They've taken a stand. I mean, little old nation has taken a stand like they've never took before. Man, shot one of Russia's MiGs down the other day. Amen. But they said, now listen to this. Said Turkey has 24 dams that they built. They've got 24 dams they built. 18 of those are hydroelectric dams. Amen. Now they're saying, well, Turkey's been buying their oil from ISIS. They've been powering everything from oil that's been getting from ISIS. They said, they're going to cut them off. Turkey says, that don't bother us none. He said, we're going to fire up those hydroelectric dams that we've been building. Just think about God being gracious enough to give him that. But guess what's going to happen? What they said. They said, when we fire up those hydroelectric dams, those 18 hydroelectric pumping out enough power to supply the whole nation of Turkey, he said, the Euphrates and the Tigris River are going to cease to exist. He said, we'll dry them up. Amen. We'll dry them up. God said in Ezekiel, I'll dry up the Euphrates and the Tigris. He said, China and those other nations, he said, they'll march down on dry land. Into Israel, come against Israel. Do you see where we're at? God's plan for the future, praise God, He just keeps marching on. And whether we want to participate, whether we want to believe it or not, God keeps marching on. Amen. What are you saying this morning, Pastor? I won't say our faith is for the future. If you don't have faith, praise God, you don't have a future. Amen. I'm saying, you know what? A lot of people don't want to come to the house of God no more. They're not faithful to the house of God. I said this Wednesday night. I'll say it again. You know why we're not faithful to the house of God? Because we don't have faith. Amen. It's hard to be faithful when you don't have faith. We have our faith in everything around us. We'll chase everything around, but our faith ain't in the Lord. That's why we're not faithful. That's why we don't have prayer down at our house. That's why we don't pray. That's why we don't seek His faith. That's why we don't read our Bible. Amen. We're just caught up in the here and now. And we're not looking to the future. I want to say, praise God, this here and now don't hold a whole lot for me and you. But praise God, for a child of God, the future holds it all. And God just keeps marching on, praise God, in the future. And what are we looking for? We're looking for a risen Savior. Amen. We're looking for a God. God made us a promise, and He's promised us His presence. Amen. I'm looking for the presence of God, ain't you? And God give us this glorious position and system to know where we need to be. Now listen, for this present hour that we're living. But I want to say this morning, praise God, that glorious, Brother Charles, that glorious GPS they give us, that glorious position and system, amen, that the Lord give us, amen, the glorious position. I want to say God's updated that. Huh? See, I was saying about that, my Garmin here a while back, and I turned it on and I went to program in an address, and a thing flashed there. Now it come from a satellite, come from above. And it says, it's time to update. Amen. Said, we have better directions for you now. Amen. Said, we want to update your GPS, your global guidance system, so that you can position, so that you can have more accurate knowledge. So that you can know for absolute sure, praise God, it's updated, that you'll get there all right. I want to say, God, give us an updated version of a GPS. Amen. He give us a glorious personal Savior. Amen. Amen. He updated it, praise God. He said, you know what? He said, I'm going to make sure you get there okay. He said, I'm going to update your guidance system, praise God. He said, I'm going to give you a glorious personal Savior. Amen. And said, He's coming along, praise God, to guide you in. He's there to direct you, to show you, to love you, to encourage you, to lift you up, praise God. When you're down, when you turn around, He'll put you right. Amen. He said, I've updated the system. Glory be to God. He updated on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. Amen. God, give us a reboot. Amen. Hey, glory be to God. He upgraded the GPS system when He gave us a glorious personal Savior in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we'll trust in Him, listen, if we'll trust in Him this morning with all our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength, listen to me this morning, it's not of works lest any man should boast, but it's in God Almighty, His grace, that He give us all the guidance and directions that we'll ever need when we follow Christ. Amen. Why? Because Christ will never lead us wrong. Amen. He'll lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And listen to this, I'm done. And then if you're a born-again child of God today, He's going to escort you, praise God, through that glorious personal Savior. He's going to escort us, praise God, right into the throne of grace and present us to the Father.